You are listening to the Ice House Podcast, hosting conversations with gritty Kiwi business owners and leaders and industry-leading minds.
But when I came, when it came to the COVID, that was one of the most challenging times of my life. Just thinking about it now makes me emotional. But, you know, it was hard. You didn't know what you were facing on that day that we were told we're locking down. And from that day forward for, you know, for the next 2 years, I was making some of the biggest decisions of my life. Not, they weren't just decisions about me. They were decisions about my staff, my family, yeah, my employees. And it was hard. And you never knew whether you were making the right decision or not. I think I had my, my employment lawyer on speed dial the whole way through 2020.
Yeah.
and just to make sure I was doing things right and just to make sure I wasn't, you know, being unfair or difficult or anything. So, you know, fast forwarding through into 2020, I kept all of my staff and I managed to keep everybody despite what some other business owners had suggested I should do. And in 2021, everything was still ticking away, but that was when we had the great, what do we call it? The great unemployment or something?
I know you mean.
Everybody decided to move jobs.
Migration or something. Yeah.
I had a lot of good long-term employees that decided to up and leave. And I felt that, but that was one thing I really took quite personally. And I, in hindsight, I'd love to be able to tell myself not to, but that's always hindsight's a good thing. And whether I would have been able to listen to myself is another thing as well. I really love my staff, and I saw them as friends, and I always do. And to be fair, those guys that have left, they probably needed to in hindsight, and I'm not dark today. Yeah. It was hard at the time. And, you know, I can see a couple of them outside my window right now, and they're good mates. So I'll go and say hello to them.
Yeah.
But it was tough. You know, then you've got to restaff and retrain, and everything fell back to my shoulders.
Mm.
And it was a sink or swim situation. And late 21, I was trying to figure out what I could do. I was, you know, scanning the internet and listening to podcasts and reading books and whatnot. And then a friend of mine mentioned Ice House, and I started looking into it, and a couple of other business programs I looked into. But I went with Ice House, and everybody, when I signed up to it, said, how can you afford that much time off?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't know, but it's just going to have to happen. I'm just going to do it. I remember one of the weekends was over a boat show, which I've never missed. And everyone said, boat show. But I made sure I was there. I was blown away on the first weekend anyway. So I was, you got me at hello.
you're sold.
and I spent the time really working on my business and what I needed to do. And I didn't realize there was so much help out there. I think that was one thing the Ice House opened me up to, all of these different contractors and businesses, and then other business owners that I was doing the course with that had their own issues. And I was very focused on the fact that my industry was a niche and that no one else was having the same troubles.
Mm.
And I found out there were other people out there having the same issues, and I figured out how they dealt with it.
Yeah.
And so from the Ice House, I put together a very good, actually it was in the middle. I remember realizing this was a growth plan, really, is what we were doing. And I thought, how do I grow when I can't even run what I've got in front of me? And I think for me, I realized that the growth was to get my business in order, to be a little bit more professional, have a you know, an organizational chart, have you know, good job descriptions. And I had been what I was terming as shooting from the hip up until then. And now I'm really running the business as a proper business. And that structure opens the doors for me to hire, make a few new hires. My very, very last weekend, on the fifth weekend, one of the external panelists, I forget her name, but I was giving my presentation, and she said, it's just dawned on me what you need. And I said, oh, what's that? I thought, oh my God, I don't know what it is. And she said, I needed a general manager. And so I always thought, well, that's me. Who else is going to manage my business? But I've now got myself a general manager. It's the first thing I did after Ice House. And I've got someone that's kind of got my back. And I know that when I'm, you know, I'll take a January holiday or whatnot, that someone's there to support me, which was great. Mm-hmm. I mentioned my business partner back at the start of this podcast. He actually sold out to me in 2017. So I'd been sort of running solo since then. And now I've got a really good business structure and some great management in place. And the place runs when I'm not here, which is great.
Wow. Oh, thank you so much for sharing that, Jason. Seriously, it's really cool to sort of paint that picture of where you're at before jumping on the program and just the structure that it brought that probably has eased, well, from the sounds of it, has eased a lot of things going on in your world too, right? And brought the joy back probably.
Yeah, well, it did. Yeah, I mean, I took the better part of January off this year.
Yeah, good. Yeah,
down in Hahe on the beach. So I hadn't been able to do that in past. I do travel quite a lot with this business. I go to boat shows around the world, Sydney Boat Show, Sanctuary Cove in Queensland, and the Cannes Boat Show. And next week I'm off to Miami. I'm able to do that now that I have someone managing the place when I'm not here. And actually, there might be people out there that think, well, that, you know, that's not rocket science. It probably wasn't. I just couldn't see it in front of me. It was in front of my face, and I just couldn't see that. That's what I needed, a bit of structure to the business.
Yeah, and I think the accountability piece, right, is really great for business owners that don't always have a boss looking over their shoulder saying, hey, can you get this to me by Friday? You know, just having that accountability of you need to do this pre-work before jumping on the next program, and just knowing that you'll be in a room with people having a look at your business, it definitely motivates, right?
Yeah, 100%.